Do not adjust your devices, people. This is the Spocast. But today, it's a little different. Today, myself, BJ Drinkspear, and the legendary Danger Ginger.
How's it going on? Welcome to the special Taking It Home Spocast, hosted by us.
We're going to be guiding you through our predictions for the... Oh, and the legendary Phil Stamper. Hello, hello.
Hey, well, President! Phil Stamper.
How are y'all doing?
Not bad. Yourself?
So far, so good.
Good to hear. Good to hear. So, yeah, we're going to be walking through our predictions for the Roll the Dice event.
Which is shaping up to be a heck of a show, I will say.
Oh, my God. The card is stacked. I mean, SPO, just the cards just keep getting better and better. Like, I mean, it went from a hard B to like a solid A minus at this point. Like,
I mean, and this is solid. I mean, they're at Harrah's. Like, that's a big step.
Huge venue compared to where they've been.
And just look at some of the names: Gilbert, Todd Gordon, Simon Gotch, current TNA star Tasha Steelz.
Of course, Blackout.
Yes. Like, this card is stacked from top to bottom.
And we're gonna go through some of those matches, the ones that have been announced, obviously. We're going to tell you what we think is going to happen, and we're going to speculate a little bit on who the people who have been announced but don't have matches yet might be facing. So let's get it. What's first?
What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Fellas?
How are you, my man?
Not much. I'm about to get the shiznib started anyway.
You're going to be sketching Simon Gotch tonight, right?
Ding! We have a winner.
Awesome. Can't wait to see the finished product.
Oh, that's already nice. Like, that's already pretty solid.
I know, right?
Like, that's pretty accurate in black and white. It's this full vaude villain.
Right.
Well, I think you'll go try.
Yeah. I feel like you should be in black and white now, Chris. Like, you need to have your own monochrome lens right now.
I know I don't have that filter.
Let's see if I can try, gents. Right, you get the view or not bad camera angle?
No, that works.
Right now we only see your hand. So
I'm trying to get a good camera view on it because I'm literally doing this in my kitchen.
What up, Jeff? Gotcha.
Up to everybody in the chat? Hope y'all are doing good.
I can't see the chat, so whatever comments pop up on the screen, I will address. But otherwise, you can talk all the smack you want on me, and I can't see.
Let me switch that over. All right. There we go.
You mean we can talk smack? Yes.
Due to my choice of devices, yes.
So I figured the first match we could talk about is the Street Fight rematch with Homeless Vaughn and Calculated Kurt Robinson.
Yeah. This one left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths after the last event.
And smells.
Why you gotta take a shot at him like that?
I mean, it's right there.
Just hold low-hanging fruit.
But am I wrong? Cracker? Like, that's the thing. Am I wrong?
I'm neither confirming or denying.
What was that, Animal Crackers that he busted out No, yeah.
That was the Charlie.
Is it Doritos or something? I don't know.
And then the mandible claw with his sock.
But see, now Kurt knows that. Kurt knows what to expect from Homeless Vaughn. So
yeah, he's calculated.
It's in his name.
See? But now he has to live up to his own reputation.
I mean, he did live up to it last time.
But he didn't really walk away all that cleanly. That
wasn't calculated. He took advantage of an opportunity.
But is there really walking away cleanly, not only in a street fight, but a match with Homeless Vaughn?
He wants to make an example. That's the thing. You know, Kurt.
The rematch is also going to be a street fight. Oh, I'm sorry, Phil.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
The rematch is also going to be a street fight?
Yes. It is a direct rematch from their previous encounter.
Without Joe Clean coming in afterwards.
But Vaughn is hungry. But there's a difference between hungry and starving. Like, he needs to have enough fuel in his system to be able to go. And can he go?
I mean, I'm not going to question his energy because usually he's sleeping under the ring when you get there.
That's what I was going to say. One thing you can always assume about Vaughn is he may be hungry, but he ain't tired. He's been sleeping all day under that.
He always has energy.
In the ring, under the ring.
Why is he so tired?
I spotted him at an ISPW show a couple weeks ago. It turns out it was just a bored high school kid.
So, who do you have winning this?
I'm going to say Calculated Kurt keeps on calculating and pulls this one off. Probably not clean, but yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I don't expect a clean finish in any street fight.
Well, it's a street fight.
That's the wrong match. You're looking for the wrong match if you want a clean finish.
But it wasn't quite honorable.
That's fair. That's a different story now. But Kyle Bowman said in the chat, I agree with him. I think Vaughn picks up this win, and we possibly get a third match somewhere between them down the road to see who the better person is.
I mean, I can see this one going best of seven.
Now, that's a bold prediction. But yeah, I would like to be there for all seven.
That'll take us until like 2030 at the rate SBO.
No, it's not fair. I mean, things are picking up for SBO in the way.
No, I know.
Number of events. So.
Oh yeah, no. And I'm definitely looking forward to 2025 in SBO. I mean, this year, just what you guys were able to accomplish with with a small venue and with, you know, a couple names. I mean, it's just been amazing what it's built up to in the last year.
I mean, and this has just been SPO's first year. So
that's what I'm saying.
11 months, not even a full year yet. And I mean, there would be no Danger Ginger without SPO and Phil Stamper giving me the name during a YouTube pre-show.
I did? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, when me and Chef the Ref bought you the sodas.
Fair. Yeah, you never know what's in those things.
I saw the mark flash up real quick. A drive-by marking. There it is.
A drive-by marking.
Hey, we may be marked, but we're marks on a mission.
I'm just here to steal souls and watch wrestling, man.
There you go. What could possibly go wrong?
Anything else to go over about a Homeless Vaughn and Calculated Kurt?
No, I'm just looking forward to that match because every Homeless Vaughn match, somehow he might be homeless, but he brings the energy.
What was your prediction?
Oh, Homeless Vaughn.
Okay.
Which I agreed with Kyle in the chat that would set up a rubber match somewhere down the road. Chef the Ref, it has been.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going Kurt. I have to go Kurt. Like, I mean, hey, catch point. And like, he is just that kind of competitor. Like, okay, he's faced off Vaughn once before. He saw the antics Vaughn was going to do. This time he's going to be a little bit more unrelenting.
Right.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I definitely think that this is going to be much more than what we saw in the first match, mm-hmm. with how they went along. The strategy is going to change. Kurt Robinson's definitely going to be ready. It's just, you never know what you're going to get from Homeless Vaughn.
What up, Eddie?
Eddie, oh, in the house.
Nightmare's going to be in the house. That's what's up. Missed those guys. I didn't see them at the last show.
Nightmare Crew and Danger Ginger Crew in the same place at the same time.
Worlds collide.
There you go. Harris
in Philadelphia, Saturday, November 2nd. Oh, man. All right, so what do we got on next?
Well, yes, GQ and the mayor of Chester, Stefan Roots, being there.
I don't really know a lot about what's going on with this one. Apparently, there was some stuff that happened.
Yeah, with Declan Grant, celebrity boxing, mm-hmm. Robbie going off when they were doing the press conference.
Have thought that would have happened?
Everybody.
Anybody who knows Robbie?
There you go.
Hey, for me and BJ, we just got to talk about leaving the last show. We got berated by him.
Oh, yeah, it was great. We got in his promo.
How much of it was a promo, though?
Well, he told us to shut up.
Well, that's the nice way to put it.
He said, shut up. They get the idea.
But yeah, think about as we were talking about how far SPO has come in this 11 months to a year. Let's talk about that. The mayor of Chester is going to be at this event.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty big deal, if you ask me personally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting how GQ, yeah, lost my thought for a moment, where how this all comes together. Because there is beef currently with Ruckus
That vignette was one of the best things I've ever seen right there.
Yeah, I agree.
Amazing.
The man's this soccer practice with his kids and takes the time, which if I'm correct, which was said last week, that his kid filmed that for him.
Right.
He's making it a family affair.
Old school legend. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I don't know. I think his kid's a little too young to take on Robbie's kid.
Yeah, we might have to wait a little bit for that.
Hey, those little kids are vicious, you know, pulling hair, ankle biting, like.
Can anybody like fill me in on this whole, like, can anybody give me like a brief synopsis or timeline of this like mayor situation? Like, I've seen bits and pieces, but I never like put it all together.
It all stems from the celebrity boxing press conference where they were doing the stuff for Declan Grant's fight. And Robbie just had, as Robbie always does, choice words for specific people or everybody involved. So now everything's just coming around full circle.
Okay. So that was shoot. They shot themselves into a work.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I get the gist. I get the gist.
Mm-hmm. And so now they resolve it. Now this is where they get to battle it out.
Yeah, and I can't wait. So has the match been announced?
No, we just know that the mayor will be in GQ's corner. We don't know.
So we don't know if it's Robbie and Ruckus. We don't know.
We can speculate. What if that and then Ruckus and Robbie's debut of the pork store somehow cross paths?
Okay, so there's a lot up in the air right now. Well, there's, yeah. Well, there they
go. I mean, let's just put into consideration from what happened at the last show with them after Live Danger's last match for SPO before going out west.
Oh, what a great match.
So, there's a lot there to think about when it comes down to where that could possibly go.
Well, without it really being fully announced, you know, there's a lot up in the air. But
I mean, let's face it. Robbie, who doesn't back down from jabbing his jaw about anything on anyone, now will have the mayor in a place that he has more seeming control. Not necessarily in a power position, but just more of like the wrestling ring is his venue. Like, right. This is where he thrives. And so to think that he won't try to do something, confront the esteemed mayor. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a little bit too easy for him not to resist.
All I'm saying is I hope in all of that, a match between at least GQ and Robbie breaks out.
or GQ and Ruckus.
And I'd be fine with that too.
GQ and the mayor versus Robbie and Ruckus. How about that?
I'm here for it. Book it.
Book it, you cowards. I'd be about that. I just took a look at him and didn't really think, just in that glance, he was in ring shape.
So, why don't we real quick check in with Chris and see how he's doing with his sketch? And maybe he can adjust the camera some so we can see it a little bit better.
Really?
It's not so much the camera. It's that the photo is sideways. So if the photo, the
picture, whatever. Yeah.
I want to use the right. The art you are creating is sideways, and we want to see it up and down to make sure everyone can see it the best way.
Well, excuse me for enjoying good rice and beef steak while I'm doing this while helping my mama make lasagna. No, I'm literally in the kitchen. Wait. I'm not in my office.
The missus says hello from my other YouTube account.
Hello, the missus.
They said, hey, mama. Hello.
So that photo's coming. Oh, well, photo art is coming together really well there, Chris.
Wait, fellas.
So, another match I am excited about is the return to SPO of Bufaeo and the Boombox.
Yeah,
versus Bufa, Billy Mike.
I mean,
there we go. I'm not familiar at all with Billy Mike.
Billy Mike, currently the High Tension Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. Philly lives up to his name, and if you think about how robust and hardcore and how hard-hitting Philly is, now imagine that embodied as a person, and that sort of gives you an understanding of who Philly Mike is a little bit, just a little bit.
Well, I like his style. I like his sense of style.
The most I'm familiar with him with is Instagram videos and stuff like that, because when I saw the match was signed, I went to go check out his profile and stuff like that to get an idea about it. And he does seem like he's the real deal. But Bufa, I'm excited for, because I remember the last SPO show he was at, which was my first one.
Right, same.
That, you know, that after his match, everybody was chanting, please come back. You know you're over in your first appearance for a company.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you have everybody chanting, come back.
Oh, the crowd was hyped. The crowd was super hyped. I don't know. I've only seen Bufa once. I haven't really seen him on film at all. And Philly Mike, I have not seen at all. So this one, I don't know.
I would always recommend checking out Bufa's social media, because he posts clips of his stuff all the time, like when he was doing his stuff overseas.
I have to follow more wrestlers on social media. I tend to only follow the ones I like meet. I mean, I tend to only follow the ones I meet. But yeah, I got to start reaching out and following more.
But
I think I've seen what Bufa can do. And this is a situation from our prediction show when we were talking the first time about Homeless Von versus Kurt back in July, I guess that was. I've seen a little bit of what Bufa can do. I haven't seen a lot of Philly Mike, but Philly Mike holds gold. So I don't know.
You're going to be in for a treat. I think you're going to be in for a big treat. This might be the sleeper hit of the night.
This is the one that I'm not going to see coming, definitely. I have a feeling already. Just looking at the match graphic.
I was just thinking Bufa's interest could be just the pop of the night.
True, yeah.
Like, when he comes out, there's energy with his entrance.
Oh, like, yeah.
But I think I'm going to go with Bufa and the Boombox winning this one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Philly is slick. Philly is real slick. He might have an ace up his sleeve that y'all don't know.
Hey, my pick is also partiality because I've already seen Bufa in action, and that's the mark in me picking.
That's fair. That's what this is about. So,
little hidden logic. It's Philly Mike in Philly, and Bufa just got back from a world tour.
Like, think about a lot of that competition he's been facing all around the world. Like, Japan, I believe, like, Japan, Ireland. Like, there's just so many the styles are just drastic differences.
Yeah.
And that he's gone up against them all.
I'm just saying, like, the wrestling booking implications of hometown. Oh, there's another one. I didn't mean to do that.
is today your birthday?
No, the quotations just calls balloons, oh. I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, the peace sign does this. No. Oh, sorry. The peace sign does that. The quotations does this.
Interesting.
There's only like seven of them. Yes. So, yeah, I think it's unanimous there, I think. Or not unanimous, but I think DJ and I are for Bufa. Phil, you saying Mike might surprise us?
I'm saying Philly Mike.
All right.
I mean, if the president of wrestling says that, you know, it must hold some weight. I was thinking a good match to talk about next to come back around would be Homicide returning to SPO versus Declan Grant. Now, that's going to be a hard-hitting match.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest matches I'm looking forward to. I mean, and I would love to see Declan and Lucky go again, because they have unfinished business. But who better, if not Lucky, than Homicide?
I mean, part of me is glad that we never saw that rematch. Because of what the match, what was it? Something like the person has to staple $13 to the other person. Like,
and I remember on the Spokecast leading up, like Johnny was saying, like he's been trying to talk Lucky out of it. Like, there's no need for him to do it. He's done it all before. But
I would love. Declan don't care. Homicide don't care.
Oh yeah, no. Neither of them care.
They're going to throw everything at each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I would say it's definitely going to be one of those where Declan Grant hits hard, but so does Homicide, and he's just the powerhouse in the match.
I would love to see, instead of thumbtacks, I would love to see just a bag of dice poured out onto the ring and a couple spots on the dice.
I mean, we are at a casino.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was a thumbtack match the last time. If
you,
I'm not
you know, you might as well just have a slot machine at ringside too to throw somebody into and hit the jackpot.
Exactly.
Put somebody through a craps table.
Thinking roulette wheel, that wouldn't work. Maybe you could break off the, like, no.
No, what you do is you put light tubes on the wheel and you spin it and throw the person into it.
You're getting, man, I don't know. I don't know what their budget is, but I mean...
Whack, 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 whack.
That would be hilarious to see, but...
It'd be like playing Wheel of Fortune, just spinning the wheel.
Yeah, Chef the Ref agree. Homicide is going to be a good test for Declan. I feel like Homicide is the incumbent and Declan is the guy coming up. And I really feel like Chef said it best. This is going to be a test for Declan. And I don't know if he's there yet. I haven't seen that much of him, but from what I've seen.
And I mean, Homicide is the former.
Is the Silver former SPO track?
Well, yeah. Oh, SPO
that
champion.
That was my next thought. That was my you next know. Thought. And he's been all over the place.
And that was a very disappointing day for me, seeing Scorpio win the title just for Channing Decker to come out and take it from him. You know.
Yeah.
Me and Channing Decker had an exchange of words that day after that happened. We're right there at ringside
with a lot of people that day. I just told him to go back to Canada.
With all due respect to Channing Decker, though, to a point.
You know what? I have respect for the guy. I just think he carries himself like a real scumbag. Yeah, I said it. Come back to the spot. He doesn't even care about the title he lost. He's on to bigger and better things.
I mean, that's fair. So, since we just brought up the SPO title, now might be a good time to talk about Face, who beat Channing Decker for that title. And yeah. Now we'll be facing Pat Dynamite, which
yeah.
Now, when we did the last show talking about Pat, we made mm-hmm. both clear. We're both huge fans of his, you know, like he, whatever it is, I think he has it. But Face, after what we saw him and Johnny go through and how tough of a person you gotta be, like, it is a drastic difference in styles.
It like, is. And the expected match was always Decker versus Dynamite. So now it's like there's a whole new perspective on this thing. Face is a whole different wrestler than Decker.
I mean, let's not get it wrong. They both enjoy the hardcore style, but Face is an animal, as it's in his name, feral. Like, you can hit him with everything you have, and he'll just keep stepping forward. And that's a very good question by Chef the Ref. Yeah. Where is Tiny in all this? Like, they took him, and what is going on?
We didn't get a resolution. We didn't get a show in, what was that, September? So it's been a long time that we've been wondering what happened to Pat Dynamite.
Like, I hope Tiny's okay. Or that at least Pat got him back finally. You know, somewhere in the midst of also a story about 500 ninjas and all that, this Jordan Oliver and all that. Like, that was just a dirty move to do, taking the dog. But back to topic with this match. What does Pat Dynamite have to do to take the belt off of Face?
And are there any stips here? No.
No, it's just a straight up title match. Yes.
Yeah. This is going to be a battle. This is going to be an absolute war. Face is deranged. Face is insane. Face is an amazing wrestler, but Pat, man, like DG said, man, he's got it. I have no doubt in my mind that Pat will beat Face. Although there will be some shenanigans. I feel like the high five, there's something will happen.
There's a little bit of an interesting dynamic with that I would like to bring up. When Decker and Face had their match at Wynn for the championships, it was very interesting that instead of the rep staying in the back, that they came to the ring, I believe, with Face. But I could be wrong. They could have came out with Chang Decker. But it's very interesting. Yeah, it was with Decker they came out with. So that's very interesting, because that's almost like within a group them picking sides of who,
yeah,
of what side of the line they would be on. And like Face ended up walking out with the title. Is Face, does he have any feelings at all towards that? Because I don't even know if the man knows what an emotion is.
He just knows how to hurt people and women, I'm sure.
Wow. Damn, bro.
Not like that. I didn't mean like that. Like,
I don't even know where to go with that. Like,
No. I didn't mean it like that. I mean, like, he's a good looking guy. I'm sure he breaks women's hearts.
Okay. That's like, oh my God, did something happen? I'm like, okay.
I'm sorry. That was always really weird. No. That's not what I meant.
I mean, Face has aggression. Face can be punishing and unrelenting. And we've seen that side of him now. And there was that curious oddity of him and the pairing of Kashmir. Like, is Face turning a corner? Like, what is, you know, what really is Face about now? Where is he going? What is in his mind? Like, I think there's a lot of question marks that still remain. And now Pat, who's like, hey, this is my opportunity, my time. I've earned this opportunity. I want to be the champion and show everybody, hey, I deserve not only to be here, but to represent what SPO is. So,
and he would be great representation for SPO to quote unquote be the face of them going forward. It's just hard to sit there, even with him being undefeated and seeing the people he's beaten along the way. Mm-hmm. None of them are slouches or rollovers or anything like that. It's all legit competition.
Yeah.
You know, but it's nobody the caliber of Face. Like, we saw what it took Johnny to put his shoulders down for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, the real question becomes, does Pat have that moment in him to dig down that deep? Yeah.
Chef the ref. Has he done an about face? I'll see myself out. Thank you, Chef.
And I gotta see this guy at work tomorrow.
Tell him he should be ashamed and we're ashamed for him. I'm kidding.
So, all right. Have we all dropped our predictions?
You know what? It's hard for me to say this, but seeing what him and Johnny put themselves through in that match and the punishment they gave each other, and then what we saw from Trip TV and their match, which, by the way, I would just like to put this out there. Johnny did come out and get involved in that match that helped Face win that title.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of a note there, but
what are you saying? Johnny might have planted the seeds of his heel turn or something?
Or could Face be literally turning face?
Which is more likely? I don't know.
I mean, let's face it. Johnny's the representative face of SPO. Like, at the end of the day, like, it, SPO is Johnny Kashmir. And so maybe he's influenced Face. Did it go the other way? Is Face influencing Johnny Kashmir? I mean,
could that match? Because Johnny did say, in a way, he kind of gained some respect for him in that match. Could the same go the other way, that seeing how that match went, that Face kind of realized, hey, I didn't need these guys. I know what I'm doing here. I know how tough I am. And because he doesn't seem like the type that would need help, right? He's the type to go out there and go get the job done. And you see it by any means necessary.
Yeah.
So how much I want to pick Pat Dynamite to win this, I have to go with Face to retain, and Pat's streak comes to an end.
Okay.
And a very tough, hard-fought match.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what, Face is in it, and that's what it's going to be for whoever he faces, a hard-fought match.
Faces, I see what you did there.
this looking art from good. Chris is coming good. Together really well.
Thank you, and well, basically, I'm done anyway.
Okay.
Well, then I retract my previous statement and say it came together really well. Job well done.
I'm sort of like, Chris, are you adding more detail? Like, what are you doing next?
So
already. Oh, he signed it. Done. Okay. I saw you still moving, and I'm like, what's happening? Like,
look, I was already done. I had to put in my signature.
Gotcha. I about to say, to make a movie reference, he was giving it his Herbie Hancock.
Well, good sir, you can say that. But we all know.
Well, since he finished his art, would you say now's a good time to talk about the first time ever Simon Gotch versus Rick Blade and Rick Blade's return to Philly?
Well,
Rick effing Blade and well, Simon Gotch.
Here's my point of view. I mean, Rick Blade is one of the top best technical and high flyers I've seen watching CZW. And Simon Gotch, he may be an intellectual person, and trust me, I met him in person. He really knows how to throw it down like watching the movie Bloodsport.
Yes, I will agree with that.
Believe me, I only chatted with him just for a couple of minutes that time, and he was literally talking full intellectual, like straight out of an encyclopedia.
It's going to be a heck of a match, because what's this going to be, his third match back? Since coming back? Second, third match?
I can't pay attention to
that. You can say that. All I can say is that Rick Blade is literally like, I know he's practically like Batman for three reasons. One, years of experience. Two, he has everything under control. And three, he practically got eyes in the back of his head.
He lives in the shadows.
Basically like that, just like the 2005 version of Batman, like when he fought Dracula.
I mean, this is Rick Blade's first match in Philadelphia in over 20 years.
Yeah.
So the fact that he has something to prove back in Philadelphia, back where he made his name, where people got to know him, you know, that means and says a lot. And he's not going to let Simon get away with playing dirty. And Simon is an amazing technical wrestler. And I mean, Rick is an amazing, phenomenal shape, but so is Simon. And Simon works circles around most people inside of a ring. Absolutely. And so where is Blade at with being able to keep up with that technical edge that Gotch might have?
Well, I mean, they're going to be spring rust.
Now, there's also another thing that you got to look at. Simon Gotch is currently trained of Terror Tour with JCW. Hmm. And he's been competing as to where Rick Blade, his last match was at the last show. How many months ago now?
Yeah.
And what? You could count his matches on one hand this year since returning.
Well, no, you go ahead. My mistake.
No, go ahead.
No, well, the way how Simon works, it's like watching a Karate Kid. But basically, in my perspective, I say Rick Blade should think like his opponent or get inside his head, you know, like to get the full advantage.
Oh, I could definitely agree with that.
Exactly.
But it comes down to the stamina. The fact that Simon Gotch is on tour wrestling all week and even before, to where now Rick Blade is coming off a tag team match, the last show. This, I believe, is his first one-on-one match returning.
Probably.
That's a different story. You can't tag out. You're in the match. So it's going to be really interesting. And Simon Gotch is a great technical wrestler. He will bend you into a pretzel and not think twice about it.
So practically, in my point of view, after seeing a match with him against Adam Priest and No Peace Underground, I say that he can literally twist up in any way more than those type of yoga poses, if you catch my drift.
Yeah. No argument there. It's just, this is a tough match for Rick Blade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go up against Simon Gotch, one of the best right now. Which, also his seminar before the show on November 2nd, where one or two guys will get picked, or women, will get picked to be on the show.
Yeah, that's that whole thing is a very interesting concept, very interesting idea. I would love to be there.
You'll be with us in spirit.
I mean, yeah. We're not either wrestlers later. Neither. We're just marks in the crowd, so.
Oh, no, I'm too old. Yeah, no.
Mine is Phil. He likes to choke people out at random, so.
Maybe not so random at times.
50-50?
But, like, we need an audience. like the fact that you guys enjoy what SPO is doing, the fact that we can do it for more people, the fact that like more people want to come and are going to be there at Harrah's, like it speaks to the success of SPO. It speaks to like what we're able to do and what we're looking to do in the future.
Oh yeah.
And so like and there's always going to be ways to catch up and see the action later. So don't think you're missing. Like, I want everybody there. Y'all need to be there. Join us. Be with us.
Feel that energy.
Right.
Because
that's the best way to experience it.
And not just that. Being there, watching a wrestling show, that's one thing. But you get to watch Christina Marie versus Tasha Steele.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great segue for us to talk about that match now, which, yes,
I mean,
current TNA superstar Tasha Steeles challenging Miss Christina Marie for the women's title, which I do believe her manager will be with her as well. Which, again, go ahead, BJ.
Apparently, he's been mentioning it on social media here and there. I believe he may be there.
I guess that's going to be a wait and see there, but this is one match I am looking forward to. But we should back pal for a moment. We didn't pick a winner between Simon Gotch and Rick Blade.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We got
some. And that's what the people are here for. So we got to give the people what they want.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. I segued too early. Love you, Rick. Gonna go Gotch.
Phil, who you got?
I'm gonna go Gotch.
You know what? Why do I gotta be the odd man out? I'll go for the hometown guy, for Rick Effin Blade to win his one-on-one match, first match in Philly in over 20 years. But it's not going to be easy. It's an uphill battle for him.
This one will be the most brutal. The cleanest, most brutal match on the card.
I wonder if after this match, there might be some reconsiderations there on if he should have done it to begin with.
Gotch in controversial fashion. Okay.
It's a possibility, you know, because Rick Blade was involved with the whole GQ and blackout thing at the last show. There could be some other moving parts we're not taking into consideration, but who knows? That's why you got to be there to find out.
All right, let's get back to the ladies.
All right. So, Tasha Steeles versus Christina Marie. And go.
Christina, I'd love to hate her, but I don't know. I kind of feel like I've accepted that. She might not get a clean victory, but she gets the job done every time.
hey, you know what? If you're not trying to, if you're not trying to bend the rules however you can to get a win, then, you know, what are you really doing? Are you really there trying to win?
Exactly.
It is a choice, but.
Christina just won her debut match in JCW not too long ago.
And she's been making, I saw that she's been on Ring of Honor as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no way. I didn't even see that. All right. Yeah. Awesome.
So she's been making the rounds, and I believe she has a show out west at some point that I saw that she had just started promoting or that she was booked for.
Wrestling Call says he thinks Christine will retain because he can't see the SPO title going elsewhere. And, like, looking beyond it into the booking and breaking kayfabe, which is something I do not like to do. Yeah, I mean, Tasha Steelz is a TNA contracted wrestler, so I don't really see, like, the potential for her to, like, be around as much, where Christina is making her way up and down the East Coast right now, so she's going to be available. I mean, that's my logic.
It's a tough match. Tasha Steelz is quick and aggressive in that ring. Like, she'll do whatever it takes. Just like Christina Marie will do whatever it takes to retain that title, she'll do whatever it takes to win it.
Absolutely.
And it is a step up in competition in SPO. Considering the last time she defended the title was against Sunny Kiss, who was also no joke.
Oh, man. I'm just glad I got to see Sunny Kiss like three times. Mm-hmm. I'm just happy, like, yeah. Watching those Christina Sunny Kiss matches was just amazing.
But I do think Christina Marie does retain the title somehow, some way.
Yeah,
she's always seems to be like when she's in the ring and how she whatever she plans out is like she's playing chess and makes her opponents look like they're playing checkers.
And if her manager does show, I'm sure he'll have something to do with it.
I was just about to say that. I see Chef the Ref made a comment too. If Jim Molineaux's there, that's a whole different ball game. That's a whole different numbers game.
Exactly. Yeah. Chef, yeah, if Molineaux's there, Christina wins. Yeah, absolutely. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. He knows the horse he's backing so that with that championship.
And apparently he's been hyping up the show on social media, so we'll see if he shows.
Yeah. Let's not forget, like, you know, Charlie Tiger is supposed to be competing at this event as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Now, I like Charlie. I really like Charlie. Yeah, remember, I was his lawyer in wrestler's court. So I think Donnie B, who's also going to be there,
that's better right. help
because this is the first time I think they've both been in the same venue. So now Donnie B, who presented the charges against one Mr. Charlie Tiger, I think Donnie B needs to watch his back. Just putting that one out there.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. That could be very interesting. Very interesting.
I'm just saying. I could be completely wrong. I could be off my rocker. I mean, hey, I have days. I don't know.
Oh man. Oh, and so hey, who's being chased by the cops?
I was just about to say, like, is that you?
No, you lost this come on, man. Why not throw me under the bus? So, there's one match I somehow glanced over on my notes here, which you'll be happy to talk about, BJ. Primal Fear versus The Rep.
Huh? Oh,
my headphones on.
Now that's going to be a slobber knocker.
Oh, my God. The Rep are absolute monsters. And I know I've described Primal Fear as monsters in a previous... It's still happening. I might have to take one.
They're coming to take him away. Hee-hee. They're coming to take him away.
If they can find me. But yeah. The ref are just absolutely dominant, and they're just so unrelenting and just.
It is a clash of styles.
It is, but at the same time, it's like, what a great matchup. Like,
I would even go as far as to say that the winner of this match should be considered to be number one contenders to the back seats.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
You got the former champions taking on the team of Primal Fear, mm-hmm. who won their last tag team match against Tim Dynamite and Hyena Hex at the last show.
Right.
You know,
we saw him kill it at ISPW a couple weeks ago.
Yes. Yeah, that was a good match for them as well. They look really good as a team, but both these teams look good.
They look in sync. They look like Primal Fear. If anyone besides the backseat, that is, can take down the refs on a two-on-two, it's Primal Fear.
You know what? I want to agree with you, but the rep losing those SPO tag team titles, they might be coming for blood, and
they're not as hungry as Homeless Vaughn, but they're hungry.
Yeah, like they have a chip on their shoulder right now after losing those championships, and to prove that they deserve to stay in contention for those tag team titles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And do you want to get in the way of an angry rep?
You know what? I'd rather get in the way of an angry Primal Fear, honestly.
I mean, I think it was at the last show, one of them kind of got in my face, and I was just like, I wanted to get up. I mean, Hyena Hex grabbed my hat off my head and just threw it on the ground because he was so mad that he lost. I mean, but yeah, you know me, man. I live for those moments.
Of course.
But you know what? I kind of got to pick the rep on this one. I think they have something to prove, and they want to get back and have a rematch with the back seats at some point down the line.
Yeah, sorry. Love you, Primal Fear. I'm going rep.
But it wouldn't surprise me to see Primal Fear pull this out also, but my pick's
my heart would love that, but my brain tells me that that's not going to happen.
You know, I'm not going to say they don't have a chance, because they do.
Oh, yeah. Any other matches? Did we forget about anything?
Let's see. Let's not forget. Yes, Gilbert, as I was about to say, will be there with his new figures and light heavyweight championship belt.
I cannot wait to meet Gilbert. That's going to be an amazing experience.
It's amazing, and this isn't to put him down or anything, but just at the popularity time for the WWF during that Attitude Era, and Goldberg on the opposite side, and we got to see one of the greatest undefeated streaks of all time, and then one of the greatest defeated streaks of all time. But Gilbert still somehow was the light heavyweight champion amidst that.
Oh yeah. He was in the what was it, the BWO, was it? Or no. No, the Job Squad.
Dwayne Gill in the Job Squad.
All right, so yeah, Gilbert will be appearing. We don't know exactly.
H.C. Loke returns.
H.C. Loke returns. SPO co-founder. Okay.
And then, as Phil said, Donnie B. will be there. Todd Gordon.
Todd Gordon, founder of ECW. No way.
Real quick, while we have a moment, I do have a trivia question.
Okay. He has the dice for the match we talked about earlier for the street fight. He has the dice in his hand, literally.
So is it going to be like a battle royal of just like all these names? Just throw them all in the ring together. Todd Gordon, Gilbert, see who, you know.
Oh, and John Zandig. Like,
he's there. Zandig,
Charlie Tiger, throw them all. Anybody who's not announced for a match, just throw them all into a battle royal.
Oh, God.
because it's JCW. Let's go.
So, real quick, I do have a trivia question if anybody would like to partake.
Okay.
Who had the single longest ECW title reign in the original ECW?
That's tough.
Shane Douglas?
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Yep, that is correct.
Yes. The president will not be defeated.
And while we still have a minute, if you guys are interested in what is going to happen at the event, but you cannot make it to the event, we've got some news for you. Danger Ginger and I have recently started a YouTube channel. It's called DJ and BG Talk Wrestling.
BJ and DG. You reverse the letters there,
I'm
buddy.
I'm sorry. It'll be, we'll put it in the comments or whatever. But,
good botch.
Yeah. I'm not good at this. So we're going to be doing a review show Sunday at 7, the day after the event, this coming Sunday at 7, I believe. Yeah, I think that's what we agreed with. So, yeah, everybody come and sub to that channel and join us as we talk about how wrong we were about everything that happened on Saturday.
I am looking forward to that. That will be our first thing on the channel. So
that might not be our first thing on the channel. We can get some live stuff on Saturday.
Yeah, there is a possibility we could just maybe do a short pre-show type thing, some quick mobile live type deal. We'll see.
There's a lot of possibilities. Just subscribe and it'll pop up. You'll see. Just subscribe. And that's all you have to
do. Real quick as well. JCW Lunacy is getting ready to start continuing that tour. Johnny, who's been on a spiritual retreat recently.
Oh, yeah. Where has he been?
That all I know is he's been on a spiritual retreat, but I quickly want to say that Tommy and JP have been over there ripping it the entire time, undefeated. JCW actually starts in 2 minutes. So, you know, I hope the boys continue killing it out there. I hope everybody switches over. I believe it's the Psychopathic Records YouTube to watch.
We have not talked enough about how amazing the Backseats have been doing on the JCW Lunacy Tour.
Oh, they've been excellent. They did recently, I think they've had 2 6-person matches with Too Tough Tony. They have defended the titles successfully every time. They're out there representing SPO with those championships and those JCW tag team championships very well.
And they're fighting quality opponents and having quality matches. It's not just like it's not a Goldberg thing, you know, where you're just gonna squash all these guys. These matches have been amazing and the talent has been unbelievable.
It has been something to see, and props to JCW for what they've achieved since starting all this back up of putting this content on YouTube weekly after doing those tapings. Now what, 10 straight days of events concluding on Triller? Like, and them getting that deal? Absolutely insane.
But for SPO this Saturday, make sure if you want to get tickets, you can use code Philly, PHILLY at checkout to get 50% off. Make sure you go to spowrestling.com to get your tickets today.
I'll be there in the front row, as we'll see.
The Danger Ginger crew will be front row for this, as we usually are for these type of events. I can't wait for this. This is one of the most stacked cards for a show that I've been to in a while.
Absolutely. Cannot wait. I think we've all expressed our hypeness for this show quite well. And if we haven't, come. You'll hear us in the front row. Everybody in the building is going to hear us.
You don't want to miss this
show.
Your hand
on the slot machine will hear us. Like,
you definitely don't want to miss this, though. SPO is always a great time, high energy, great matches. Like, you can't go wrong for any price buying a ticket to come to this show or any of their shows. So, absolutely. Anything else? Anybody got any plugs? Anything like that? Anything going on in the future?
I mean, besides... Whoa, that was weird. besides our YouTube channel, that's all I got. I mean, you can sub to my beer channel, but I mean, I know not all you guys are beer drinkers, so, you know. You can if you want to BJ Beer on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
You can follow me on all my social media at TrustInPhil.
You can follow me on Instagram at TheDangerGinger1. So, you have anything going on this weekend, Phil?
You know, I want to be focused on SPO. Like, let's focus on SPO and just give all the energy towards what's going to happen live in person at Harrah's Casino.
Absolutely.
Yes, I hope to see everybody there. It's definitely going to be a show you don't want to miss. All right, I think that's it. Anything else? Nope. Just crickets? All right.
Sorry, that was super awkward, but yeah.
SPOWrestling.com. Make sure you go check it out.
And check out all the socials, SPO Wrestling on YouTube, Facebook. Oh, my God. Oh!
We're done. I stopped it.
Okay. It's still staying live, though.
Yeah, it does stop, say guys. We are still live.
That takes a second. That takes a second to stop.